the person you're communicating with. And, you know, but it's at the same time, it's very important to make sure that you're not offending them. And certainly when working with a lot of different types of personalities and people across cultures, it's good to just keep everything really black and white and clear. Sometimes I create an outline when I'm about to talk to someone about something in the works. It's helpful. Nothing really firm or set in stone, but just so I have an idea of where one thing might lead to the next. Certainly with, you know, something that has the possibility to expand into other opportunities. An example of how an outline might be helpful is, you know, if we have one artist that we're working with and we may be able to do an art show, but maybe they've got a book coming out and I want to look at an opportunity to have a book signing. The book signing, maybe we can do it in one city, maybe we can do it in another city. There are many, many opportunities that come from the initial project, and I want to make sure that all those bases might be covered so we're not missing a chance to really promote the artist and to promote our own event in a way that benefits everyone.
If it's going to be a longer one, I'll write something in a text writing program, and then I'll make all my edits and stuff and take care of it that way, then copy and paste into an email and then send it out. So I don't want to accidentally send out a rough draft because it's so easy for my cat to hit send or anything like that. I'm kind of more into really thinking about it and not being hasty in replying, and I try to do things a little more calculated.